But if we don't train in meditation, what is it like? Usually we find it difficult to control our mind. It seems that our mind is like a balloon in the wind, blown here and there by external circumstances. If things go well, our mind is happy. But if things go badly, it immediately becomes unhappy. Interesting that, right? Like a balloon in the wind. Like a helium balloon, you put it up, and the balloon doesn't choose what direction it goes. It goes whatever direction the wind is blowing. It doesn't choose its own direction. Without training in meditation, our mind is like a balloon in the wind. We want to be happy, okay, but we are completely under the control of the winds of circumstance. We hope that things will go well. If they do, then we're happy. But it doesn't take long for the winds of circumstance to blow in the other direction. And even while they're blowing favorably for us, there's always this awareness that we don't really have control over this situation. Things externally are the way I was hoping they would be. And we're enjoying that. But deep down, we know we're not really in control of this. And so there's this underlying anxiety, even when it's not extreme, that at any moment we could lose it. And eventually we do. And then our mind goes down. You know? And so we're like up and down. You know, if we're invested in crypto, we go way up and then way down. I don't even know anything about crypto. I just read a few things and say the word. So anyway, but you see what I mean, right? It's like, so what is that? What's going on there? Why are we so vulnerable to changing external circumstances? I guess I should keep reading. So here's some examples. For example, if we get what we want, such as a new possession, a new position, or a new partner, we become excited and cling to it tightly. However, since we cannot have everything we want, and since we will inevitably be separated from the friends, position, and possessions we presently enjoy, this mental stickiness or attachment serves only to cause us pain. And it gives rise to anxiety because, like I said, even when we get what we want, we're worried we will lose it. Or, maybe I should say it this way, we have a wish for something and we're often worried we won't get it. But even when we do, then we become worried we will lose it. We're just not in control of those things. But we feel like our happiness and well-being depends upon those things over which we have no control. No wonder we're anxious, you know. On the other hand, if we do not get what we want or we lose something we like, we become despondent or irritated. For example, if we are forced to work with a colleague whom we dislike, these are all the things we're worried about, and then this is how we respond when they happen. We become irritated and feel aggrieved, with the result that we will be unable to work with him or her efficiently, and our time at work will become stressful and unrewarding. Such fluctuations of mood arise because we are too closely involved in the external situation. What that means is we feel that our happiness and well-being depends upon these changing external conditions outside of our control. Right? And so if temporarily it goes our way, we're happy. But we're still worried. We're worried it won't go our way, but when it does, we're happy, but we're worried it's going to change, and it inevitably does, and then we become despondent and irritated or depressed, and it's just this mind balloon in the wind. We hope things go our way, but we're worried they won't. We are like a child making a sandcastle who is excited when it is first made, but who becomes upset when it is destroyed by the incoming tide. By training in meditation, so that's interesting, isn't it? Because this shows, you know, like a sandcastle is clearly impermanent. But so are all the things we're grasping at for happiness and well-being outside of ourselves, you know. We should not be surprised when things change. So we need something we can rely upon for happiness and well-being. What is that? Something really reliable. By training in meditation, we create an inner space and clarity that enables us to control our mind regardless of changing external circumstances. Even though things externally are changing from favorable to unfavorable, adverse to great to okay to this to neutral, changing all the time, inwardly, we start to have an unchanging experience of a peaceful mind. This is a sign we are controlling our mind instead of being controlled by changing external circumstances. Gradually, we will develop a mental equilibrium, a balanced mind that is happy all the time, rather than an unbalanced mind that oscillates between the extremes of excitement and despondency. And of course, we can add in there worry and anxiety. We see how it fits. You know, the great Buddhist master Shantideva said, so, okay, maybe I should say this. Anxiety is the problem of an uncontrolled mind. It's an uncontrolled mind's unhelpful or negative response to uncertainty and adversity in our life. Uncertainty and adversity is inevitable, but anxiety is not, because we can change our mind by controlling it. The method to control our mind is to practice meditation. Okay. The great Buddhist master Shantideva, he said, this is like two parts. So I'm going to say the first part and then explain it a little bit. And then the spiritual teaching comes next. It's an analogy. He said, where is there enough leather to cover the surface of the earth? But just having leather on the soles of one's feet is the same as covering the whole earth. Okay. So for example, if you want to walk across rough and thorny ground, you basically have two options. You can cover the ground in leather, or you can put on some shoes. Our approach to happiness is like the former. We're trying to control all these external things. It's like we're trying to cover the earth with leather. But all we need to do, we don't need to control all those things. We just need to control one thing. The one thing we can. Our own mind. So Shantideva said, where is there enough leather to cover the surface of the earth? But just having the leather on the soles of one's feet is the same as covering the whole earth. In the same way, it is not possible to control all external events. But if I simply control my mind, what need is there to control other things? Because whether we are happy or unhappy depends upon our mind. If we learn how to change our mind from a negative, unpeaceful state to a peaceful, positive state, if we learn to control our mind through meditation. And gradually then, through training and meditation, day by day, little bit at a time, we will control our mind. And we will develop an ability to remain peaceful in the face of uncertainty and adversity. And when we can do that, guess what? Our happiness and well-being will no longer be uncertain. This is very profound. And we can do it.